Hello there, and welcome back to episode 3 of Hearth World, a 360 degrees Hearthstone podcast. I'm Gabriel, also known as Siddhartha, and here with me today we have
Royal Mail, as usual, also known as Francesco. Actually, the reverse, but it's fine. How are you today, guys?
Well, I'm fine. How about yourself, Roy?
Can't complain, can't complain.
Any new news this week or new stuff?
Too many. Too many. We have the first released cards of Whisper of the All Gods, especially the first of the four gods, Chtun.
It sounded like a spit.
What do you want to call it? Exactly, it sounded like something really bad, yep. Chtun.
If I don't mistake, he comes out of World of Warcraft level 60 raid.
Yep.
I forget what was the name of the raid. The Gates of... I forget.
Yeah,
Anquirai. It was a 40-man raid, and I remember actually that to enter this raid, you had to open these gates in World of Warcraft that required materials gathering from the entire faction, alliance, or horde. So basically, it was whoever alliance or horde would gather the more materials to open the gate. The quicker would have opened the gate first. I don't know if you get it.
I haven't played World of Warcraft back then, so I missed all these amazing things and action happening. But yeah, the thing is, it's a really peculiar thing, and it's definitely one card that will give deck building around the card itself. As what is this Chtun, or what I want to spell it? It is a 6/6 for 10 mana that has a battlecry effect as to deal 1 damage to a random enemy equal to attack of Chtun. So if it starts as a 6/6, deal 6 damage when he enters the play, similar to the Goblin Blast Mage or Avenging Wrath for the Paladin. But the trick is that there are many, 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 many creatures that actually buff the attack of Chtun. Doesn't matter if it's in the hand, field, or in the deck. So, for example, we have one Twilight Elder that says that wherever, at the end of the turn, you get, your Chtun gets +1/+1 wherever it is. So, for example, if after 10 turns or whatever we play this card, the Chtun will become 14/14, and 16/16, or whatever. And whenever we'll enter the play, then only we will have a 16/16. But it will do 16 random damage to the enemy, so it's pretty massive.
My mind is just exploding thinking about going in combo with Ben Bronzebeard. Must be crazy.
Yeah, just everything dies. You just win. Install the client to your opponent and you die.
Did you see the animation at the presentation?
Yeah.
It was very very quick, very fast.
Yeah, because they're ready to... the chance of Chtun being like a 20-20 run, dealing 40 random damage, and they don't want people to stand there for 20 minutes waiting for this to happen. They want it to be quick and fast. And yes, definitely will create an archetype by itself. There'll be the Chtun deck, because we also seen that all the classes have at least one or two cards singular to them that synergize with Chtun. For example, we've seen so far the Druid and the Warrior one. Druid being the Klaxi Amberweaver. That is a 4/5 for 4. That has a Battlecry effect, means it does that if your Chtun has at least 10 attack, so it's not too much, gains +5 health. So it becomes a 4/10 for 4 mana. That is pretty scary. It's pretty OP. Like, in the worst case, it's a Chilwin Yeti. Base stats. And the other one is the one for the warrior. It's called Ancient Shield Bearer, similar to the Shield Maiden. It's a 6/6 for 7. As a Battlecry effect, if your Chtun has at least 10 attack, you gain 10 armor. So it's a...
So I saw that card today, and I was thinking, Shield Maiden is leaving standard. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think this will be the permanent replace for Shield Maiden? Meaning that if you want armor attached to a body, you will have to, in Warrior, you'll have to play Chithun.
I think so. But the problem is, what we can say at the moment, because it's still early, we've seen like 10 cards in all, so it's quite early to make predictions, but I think it's a bit too slow because, yes, okay, he's 6'6 for 7, that misses at least like 3 points of stats. Should be a 7'8 or an 8'7 to be equal with stats like the others that we've seen so far. But 10 armor, yeah, it's okay, but I'm not sure how much it's going to help you against aggro decks. If it was like kill a creature, deal 10 damage to a creature, that would be amazing. That would be OP. But getting 10 armor for 7 mana and a 6-6, 6-6 is not too good as a body. Like Trogzor, for example, is a 6-6 for 7. That every time the opponent summons a creature, uses a spell, he summons a 3-5. And that's too fragile to be a legendary. So, you know.
I don't know. If you look at Arch Thief or Farm, that's even slower if you think about it.
Yeah.
So that's not played. So at least once you get to a certain mana cost like 8, 9, 10, not only you want a big party, but you want an immediate effect. So doesn't change the board state or does something in a battle cry or persisting effect, it's not really worth it. Like the Archthief or Farm or something with Death Rattle, which does not have immediate board impact, is not going to be played
like,
at 8, 9, 10
like
mana.
Running.
Yeah.
Imagine running. Running is not played because it's too slow. Because it's 8 mana instead of 7, but it's 7-7. So just to make the similar comparison for stats, 8 mana is 7-7 that when it dies, it gives you 3 arcane missiles and no one plays it because it's way too slow. This one is a 6-6 for 7 that heals you up for 10, pretty much. So it could be like almost a illbot-ish, shield maiden-ish card, but it's complicated. It's really, really too early to say. But we'll see.
So I just want to track back a second, and I want to tell everybody that this past weekend on the 11th of March was the preliminary season for was it the winter season? Yes.
America's Winter Championships.
Yeah, it was the winter season for the USA Finals, and we also had Ben Brode revealing.
Yep.
Yeah, to us the new upcoming expansion, which said was going to be released at the end of next month, April.
Probably they said.
Or beginning May. Yes. And the new expansions, as we already said before, is called Whispers of the Old Gods. But before this expansion, we already got a pre-patch that kind of allows us to transfer into this new standard and expansion mode. So a patch was released, and we had several new functions added to the UI as per deck recipes and deck slots. And would you like to talk about any of these 2 points, Roy? No?
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Like deck recipes, it's quite interesting because now it's, of course, for somebody who's a really expert, who already knows everything about the game, that's pretty useless because we know already what to do, which decks, and we know where to find the decks and whatnot. But for a new user, for a noob, it's really, really helpful because these lists, the pre-made lists, are quite useful and they're not as bad as I thought. They're actually quite well done. Like, of course, you can see that they're not 100% perfectly tuned, but they're still playable. For example, even if you play like the Warlock, you create a new, from now on, if you create a new deck from a new class, you have the choice of using a custom deck, just a simple blank deck as before, or you can choose one of these recipes that are 30 cards decks already pre-made with some interesting mechanics. For example, for the warlock, you have the handlock that is pretty much a functional handlock. The only two things I can see that it's debatable, it's the two refreshment vendors, but it's otherwise a classic Dark Peddler, Ancient Watcher, Sun Fear Protector, everything is pretty much classic and luck. So it's pretty good because it's as to be like a starting point for a new player, knowing in the client, game client itself typical or a competitive list, almost to the spot 100% competitive list, it's a really good thing to do. So I'm confident that new players will find this feature really, really, really helpful. And the extra deck slots, I mean, who doesn't want to have a billion decks to choose from? I personally am a fan of having little decks, like 3-4 decks, and use those, and that's it. But I can imagine that many people would like at least, especially in the future, after the change into standard and wild, they would like to have one shaman for wild and one shaman for standard, and you can keep both. So you can have a page for standards and a page for wild, so that would be much helpful for who wants to keep more decks ready to go and play with them. So
yeah, so I was I gave a look to the deck recipes yesterday, and I agree with you. Some mm-hmm. decks are quite almost well tuned, and I gave a look at the Warrior one, which has Grim Patron,
yeah.
and it was almost
much,
similar
yeah.
to my list, which I mean, I was quite surprised. And to me, it feels yep. like that there's two pre-made decks for each class. That one is a bit less expensive, and one is more expensive. Do you agree
yeah.
with me?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And the nice thing of this is that it also gives you suggestions if you
yeah,
are
if you
missing cards.
Yeah.
So it will tell you in your collection what you can replace a missing card with. And as per deck slots, it's something that a lot of people complain for a long time. Yes,
yeah.
I was disappointed when I had to delete a deck because I had to build a deck for adventure or for a tournament or stuff like that. Well, yeah, I'm happy. I haven't filled them up yet, but I'm sure I'll get to the point in a couple of weeks that I have all the 18 slots filled up.
And also, the other news that is in this client is the second hero of the Paladin. So we have new portrait finally after almost a year. It's like, I think it's like 7 or 8 months were passed before the new ad was added. The new hero was added, sorry. Lady Leodrin, or Leodrin, I'm not 100% sure about the spelling, but the pronunciation. And you can get this portrait, the new hero, this for the Paladin, absolutely for free. You just need to download the trial version of World of Warcraft and level a character up to 20. So you can try the best of World of Warcraft without having to pay anything, and you get a free portrait for the Paladin in return. So it's pretty good. I hope that they're going to move more for this kind of promotional things more than pay to skin things.
Cross-promotion, so yeah.
Yeah, you know, like another hero that you can get if you reach level 10 with a hero in Heroes of the Storm or
yeah.
100 games of Overwatch, blah, 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 blah. Stuff like that, you know? And I guess it would be more regarding, I suppose, World of Warcraft because, you know, Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, he bases its lore on World of Warcraft. But
if I'm not mistaken, World of Warcraft is the only game that wasn't cross-promoted with Hearthstone yet.
No, there was
The Mount.
The Mount, yeah.
Yeah, the
Hearthstone
Mount.
For Hearthstone. Yeah, you can. It was one way from Hearthstone to World of Warcraft, but not reverse.
Of
course.
No, I also had in World of Warcraft. I remember I had the playing board as a toy, and I had something else.
You can have the card, but you can get those without playing Hearthstone. You can just get them. You can buy them out of a character called Ben Broad. in your garrison, at least, or around the world. You had the chance of getting the mount, the Hearthstone mount in World of Warcraft, if you play Hearthstone, but not other way around.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not counting the promotional things like the cardbacks for Warlords of Draenor and Legion and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. So, stuff like that. But yep, it's really interesting that it's starting to move towards the cross-promotion rather than pay to have the skin and whatnot. I will have bought it anyway, but, you know, it's cool that they're trying to exploit this thing to actually cross-promote rather than making just money.
Personally, myself, I'm not sure if I can get it because I'm quite sure I've already used up my trial account
Trial doesn't
on.
matter. You can create a new one. You just create a different
Oh.
trial account in your account. You can
Okay.
always, for example, I've added a new one. You can have a billion World of
Because
Warcraft
this
accounts. Doesn't
promotion is
matter.
not retroactive, and I already have a level 100
Me
character,
too. I have a Death
and
Knight, Dwarven Death Knight, level
so
100.
it doesn't work. It basically only I've heard that it only works when you
Actually, it's level 20. Yep, you
hit
need to
level
hit
20.
level
So if
20.
you have a level 19 character, you can play with that one and
One
hit
level, yep.
yeah, and you'll get the promotion. And
Yep.
also with this new expansion, we're gonna have a pre-purchase with which is
Yep. 45 € in our
45
case, but
euro,
yep.
and it comes with a card back. But am I mistaking, Roy, or will you be given the card back if you log during the promotional period as well?
No, I already bought the promotion and I already have the cardback. So I used it today. So you get the cardback as soon as you buy the pre-order.
So it was
You are you,
just like the Grand Tournament.
yeah, exactly. You get the cardback right away and then you get to open the packets further down in the line.
I asked you this because I'm a card back collector, and
I know, yeah.
I only put in money in Hearthstone if there's something on a like a card back which I cannot obtain otherwise. So this means I'll have to buy the pre-purchase because
Yep.
I must have misunderstood, but during the announcement, I thought they said that you could get the card back if you logged in during the launch period, but I must have misunderstood. So.
I'm not 100% sure. One thing I know for a fact that if you log in the promotional period, you get three free packets of Whisper of the Gold Gods that will contain the Ktoon cards and similar. So you'll have a preset of. They'll give you, as if I'm not misunderstood, as if I didn't, if you haven't misunderstood as well, you'll get Ktoon and the neutral Ktoon cards for the thing. Like it's like 10 cards or 15 cards or something like that. So you'll get
So,
the Ktoon cards.
talking about just always going back to C'Thun again, I've heard that there's going to be one card per hero C'Thun
Based.
synergistic.
Yep. Yeah.
And
It looks like at the moment, yep.
they also said the other three gods will not have this kind of mechanic where which is like
Yep.
a synergy, tribal synergy almost. It's not a tribal synergy, but it's
It's
almost.
almost, yeah.
So I really enjoyed the fact of how you could see C'Thun being buffed up whenever you played a
And the
Dark
side, yep.
Cultist. On the side, it comes out for both players. Also, I've heard that this buffing is not mechanically, as in game mechanics, is not held on your creature itself, but it's actually an aura you have. So basically, every time you buff C'Thun, you're buffing yourself. Once you play the C'Thun, then it will buff C'Thun. This is how mechanically it works in game. And the reason for this is, if I'm, I don't remember spot on what the reason was, but I remember there was a reason regarding the fact that if C'Thun dies, and I don't know, I don't remember, but basically it works better for them if they use this kind of aura setting. But do you want to add anything else regarding the new expansion
The
and the
expand
news?
no, I'm really curious to see what they're gonna use, what they're gonna come out with the classes and whatnot. The so far, except the warrior one, they all look like vanilla cards with added effects, so like a 2/3 for two or a 3/4 for three or a 4/5 for four. So we'll see what else they could get. Maybe they will have like control-ish Hunter version of the Ktoon synergy. So I'm really curious to see what they're gonna come up with. So I'm really, really, really curious.
So, why don't we jump in into the deck of the week talk? And
Course.
this week we're gonna have mid-range druid as deck of the week, and where you gonna actually use amnesiacs. list, which he brought at the American Winter Championship, and which he did quite well, if I'm not mistaken.
And, yeah, he did quite well, yeah.
And so going through the list, we're going to have two innervates, two living roots, two wild growth, two wraths, two savage roars, two swipes, two keepers of the grove, two druid of the claw, two force of nature, and 2 inches of lords for the druid cards. And for neutral cards, we have one BGH, big game hunter, two shades of Naxxramas, two piloted shredders, one Azure Drake, one Lothab, one Sledge Belcher, one Therusian, and one Dr. Boom. So this is the same old mid-range combo ramp druid, which basically the closing mechanic of this deck is to play out your force of nature with your Savage Roar, which sums up precisely to 14 damage. But if you do have minions on your board, it will also, the Savage Roar will also add 2 damage to the pre-existing minions on your board. This combo can be pulled out at 9 mana cost. So you have to be very careful when you play against this deck, and you have to keep track of your opponent's cards in his hand. Because if you see that he's keeping a couple cards or one or two cards for a long period of time, you know that that's a piece of the combo. But also you have to look out even earlier, because they can pull out the combo thanks to on turn 7 with Innervate. So that's always a possibility. And personally, I find it very annoying playing against this deck, because you always have to keep in mind that after turn 9, they're always able to pull out 19 damage over on top of what they already have on board. So I'm always counting and I'm always afraid. And it's kind of like a sort of terrorism, because you know they have it. So if you're not playing Counterspell and you do not have talent on board, it's quite hard to... it's not quite hard. It's just nerve-wracking when you lose. You just see the combo and you surrender. I see that this list is not playing the Ancient of War. I feel like if you're playing in a heavy aggro meta, you can replace I don't know, something like Azure Drake with Ancient of War. Maybe not Azure Drake, but maybe I don't know, something like maybe Shredder.
The thing is, like, for example, like the problem with this kind of druid deck is that's basically the same since, I don't know, 2014. It's pretty much the same. It's a couple of cards changed, of course, Dr. Boom, Shredder, Tarisan, and whatnot, but it's the same deck. And we actually choose this deck to talk about because it's most likely going to be destroyed by the nerfs of the Blizzard. So they said they're looking at the combo because it's one of the least interactive ways to lose the game. Because it doesn't matter what you do, if you leave one or two minions in the field of the druid, you always, as you said before, you have this spooky, scary skeleton next to you that's You know it's gonna happen. And I can't leave the board to the druid. I can't leave the board. So it's really, really, really punishing to just leave anything on the board of the
druid.
Feels
like Grim Patron.
Even then, exactly. Even then, even if you completely erase the board of the druid and keep it clean, if you're at 14 health or less and you don't have a taunt, you know you're gonna die because you have the combo. Blah blah blah. Savage Roar. 14 damage. You're dead. So it really makes you feel powerless to have such a combo, so easily obtained, because it's 2 cards, 9 mana, so it's not too hard. If it was a 3-card combo, it would have been a bit better, because there was less chances, you know, like a 10-mana, 3-card combo, okay, it's 3 cards, 10 mana, whatever, it's less likely. But 2 cards, 9 mana, 14 damage, without anything on the board, it's way too scary. And of course, thanks God, they're going to change it. We have no idea yet what they're going to do to it. Some people say that they're going to reduce the attack or remove the hero attack, or they're going to say, they said that they're going to just buff charge minions. So they're just going to work with the Savage Roar. Someone said they'll nerf instead Force of Nature, in which you could only attack minions. So you can always do 14 damage if you want, but on minions. And I will only need to leave the board empty. Like, I don't care if you do Force of Nature combo because you're going to do 2 damage to my hero. So whatever. If your board is empty, you can't one-shot me for 14-0. So depends. But definitely the problem isn't Force of Nature, but it's Savage Roar, because he punishes you really heavily to leave anything on the board of the druid. So that's, it's interesting. Like, it costs 2 less than Bloodlust for the Shaman. That does a similar effect into giving +3 to the attacking minions and not the hero. So it trades off the chance of giving a 2 attack to the hero to give +3 instead of +2 to all your minions. But and it's not used because the Shaman doesn't have the decent mid-range minions and the drawing power and the stopping power in the minions that has the Druid, because the Druid of the Claw and the Innovate, of course, because Innovate is another card that many people are hoping that is going to be nerfed. Because it's not definitely fun losing a game in which the opponent turn to coin, innovate, Dirt to Boom.
Yeah, that happened to me on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. And you look, dude, this game's not fun. Like, whatever, I've been lucky because it's like 1 in 100s or whatever, and you have to deal with Dirt to Boom or similar big threats. Because, I mean, even if I put Tarissa on turn 1, because I do coin, innovate, Tarissa, and as a 5/5, it keeps on decreasing the cost of my cards in my hand. There's not many cards left, but it doesn't matter. You can't remove a 5/5 turn 2, and at least a couple of turns are going to be on the board, control being aggro and doing whatnot. So the card I'm really hoping they're going to nerf or change is Innovate. But also, this deck is the example for which Blizzard declared that they want to change lots of classic cards, because, like, Keeper of the Grove always been there since always. Basically, any deck at the moment that doesn't use Innovate, Wild Growth, Wrath, Savage Rose, Wipes, Keeper of the Grove, Druid of the Claw, Force of Nature, Ancient of Lore, they're doing something wrong, because they're so, so good.
Well, yeah, most of this deck, I mean, the deck can be played with purely vanilla cards.
Yeah, pretty much.
So basically, the core of the deck would stick around in standard as well. And as we already know, as it has been said, this deck, and not only the druid cards of this deck, but also the normal cards of neutral cards of this deck are being looked at. As, for example, BGH, recently the word's been going around that that's another card that's been going to be looking at. But yeah, a lot of vanilla cards will be nerfed. They're saying between 10 and 20 cards will be changed. All of them will be nerfed. There's not going to be any buffs that I know of.
Yeah, but we are not sure about it, but they actually narrowed down to 10 to 12. So 10 to 12 cards will be changed.
Okay.
And one thing I just noticed now while we're talking, and I just looked, you know what? Blood Bleeds, they know what they're doing, right? So let's give a look at the recipes for the druid. And in none of the 3 recipes, there is Force of Nature. None of the 3 of them. You still have one archetype, it's called Overwhelming Numbers. That is about, of course, floating the board with little minions and using Savage Roar. Because he has 2 Savage Roars in it, but it's not Force of Nature. And the Ferocious Beasts, there is Beast Druid deck, Force of Nature. So pretty sure they're not going to change too much Savage Roar, but they're going to destroy Force of Nature at this point. Because not going to give you the option to craft an epic, and then they're going to destroy it. So keep it as a hint, as a guess.
I see the point. I see the point. Yeah, and
they're not telling you to use it, pretty much.
Honestly, I would have felt like between the two, Savage Roar would have been the card that needed a rework. I feel like that, because Force of Nature is just 6 damage for 6
mana,
which is, I feel like, is fine. There's other cards like Avenging Wrath that do the same. And I
Do
feel
more,
what.
two damage more actually, and they go through taunts as well because they are minions to charge. While Avenging Wrath is 8 random damage.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, but
Yeah.
I feel between the two, that's the more balanced card. I feel Savage Roar sometimes is a bit. If you have a full board, just look at Egg Druid. If you have a full board, Savage Roar,
You just
what?
win, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I personally don't have much to add to this deck. I'm not a big passion about Druid. It's not a golden. It's not a class which I have golden. I have around 150 games. Yes, I limit myself in playing it in tournament. The combo druid because of obviously
The raw
being
strength, yeah, of
yeah
course.
and on ladder I do a bit of aggro and egg druid. I do not play the combo druid on ladder because I play so much against it that I just can't take it. And nothing, not much to add from my
Now,
perspective to this
the
deck.
only thing I want to add is, out of the 8 players that played in the America Winter Championship, you know how many of them
Yeah,
took Druid?
nine.
9 out of 8, exactly. Everyone had Druid in the lists. They had four deck lists, four class, and every one of them had Druid. All
Yeah,
of them.
I guess
Different version, different costs, but.
Blizzard knows. I mean, they see the numbers and they realize that
Yep.
something has to be done. And
Exactly.
nothing for me. I mean, we can talk about the meta talk, but
No,
me.
that's cool.
But me, honestly, we were, me and Roy were agreeing on the fact that nothing has shifted since our last episode. And we can talk about the Druid matchups if you want. I don't
No,
know.
the thing I would actually like to put under this point of the meta snapshot, the meta talk, the fact that I'm worried about Blizzard releasing only 3 contents per year, because we will have pretty much an average of 4 months of nothing. So we'll have the month in which the expansion or adventure comes out. Imagine, put yourself in a position of, end of May, end of April, okay, early May. The expansion will come out. Then we will have nothing. We have the first month of everything is new, blah blah blah. Second month, the decks and the meta will stabilize. Okay. The third month, the meta will get boring and stale because the meta will be that one and will not be switching too much. And then we have the fourth month in which you need to wait for the new expansion to come out, and well, the new content to come out. And you'll be bored to death because it'll be the same freaking deck as last time. And the point is that because they said that the next content will be an adventure, you will have
Less cards to work
less
around.
cards. So pretty
Yeah.
much, you will
Well.
have after the adventure will come out, unless they release an adventure which like completely changes the meta, that completely revolutionize everything. You will have the same decks as before with a couple different cards up to December. So pretty much from May to December, you're gonna play the same freaking decks.
So
I'm scared
instead
of this.
of
I'm really
having
scared.
Three release
Four,
rotation.
three and a half, yeah.
You
Only
would prefer, I
three.
mean, you would prefer on a yearly plan to have four releases, so it
I
could.
would so much prefer it.
Well,
We'll need more cards, more to spend to be on par, but we'll be much fresher meta every time, keep on changing, and I don't think it's too much for the amount of cards they release because it's 300 cards per year, because it's like 130 for an expansion and it's about 40-ish. So let's say it's 170, okay, for between an adventure and an expansion. There'll be 340 cards per year. In Magic the Gathering, they release 300 packs, 300 cards per expansion. So it's like I'm not 100% sure how it works at the moment, at the current time. But last time I checked, it was pretty much one big expansion and one little expansion, and that was like about 600 cards per year, new cards, of course, bad and good ones, but about 600 cards per year. So they're releasing twice as much cards in a bigger pool of cards, and I'm not sure if it'll be enough to keep the meta fresh to release expansion, adventure, and expansion, expansion, adventure. I mean, releasing two expansion and an adventure per year. I'm not 100% sure. Hopefully, yes, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah.
We'll see how they deal with it.
I honestly will have to see when the time it comes, because after the when the new rotation is implemented, then we'll be able to judge appropriately.
What's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. So as per our next topic, I would like to talk about a little bit the tournament scene in Italy. I'm happy to announce that to tell everybody that we had a tournament this past weekend in Pisa. It went very well. We were sponsored from a computer company, and they gave us 20 computers, which we set up.
But not an any random computer company, MSI. So it's an important the Italian branch of MSI. So
yeah, the Italian branch of MSI sponsored us these 20 computers, which we set up. And then we had to install all Blizzard games on. And then this was a convention, so there was a lot of people coming in and coming and going. And we were able to hold a Hearthstone tournament with decent prize. I mean, not decent, quite good prizes, as in the motherboard or cooling fans or mouses and a stand. So my colleague came in second, which I'm quite happy about. Yeah. And I actually
reached second place, and I got the stand for the screens, the three screens. So it's almost €200 worth of prize. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah, you came in second. You won the three screen stand, which is basically perfect for your job, which is streaming. And
exactly.
I honestly, this putting up an event like this for me was quite stressful. I mean, not stressful, but actually no, not stressful, but it was quite heavy. It wasn't something that I was used to, but I did enjoy, and I hope to replicate many more of these. And talking always about tournaments, I want to announce to everybody also that we were sponsored for our next gathering. We were sanctioned for Tavern Hero tournaments, meaning that anybody who will win our next tournament on April 2nd in Pistoia will be granted direct access to the 128th player preliminary spring season tournament with $100,000 as a prize to be split up between the top eight. So going back to this tournament we just had this past weekend, Roy came in second, and Il Nuvoloso, which is a teammate of Roy, if I'm not mistaken, came in first. And there were several Italian pro players, and I've got a chance to meet with some of them, which I did not know. We had some press coverage as well from another friend of ours from Italian gaming website. And yeah, it was a nice place to be if you were interested in Hearthstone. But going more into the gaming aspect, Roy, why don't you tell me what lineup you brought to this tournament? I know it was a full aggressive lineup.
Yeah, because I've seen that, I got fed up with all the metas and whatnot, because a full aggro lineup, I took aggro paladin, face warrior, and face shaman. It was pretty funny because not many people expected such an aggressive and all-in-your-face style, and I actually surprised many people, especially with the face warrior, when they all expected a patron or a control warrior to offset the aggro face, and they found out the face warrior with weapons and upgrade and these massive Arcanite Reapers 6 attack smashing their face in was pretty funny. And the thing is, the meta at the moment, everyone pretty much brings Druid, Secret Paladin, and Zulok or Redalok. These four decks are the most common decks in the ladder tournament scene at the moment. Okay, the ladder tournament, not just. So, what have they in common? What's the one of the weaknesses that they all have in common? Face decks, aggressive decks, in which they don't let them play, they don't let them do their things. So, you know what? I said, you know what? It's a best of three, whatever. I'm just going to get as aggressive as I can, and I'm going to go for it. And I actually managed to reach it, because in best of three, it's really easy to snatch up the victory with two lucky rounds of an aggro deck like a face shaman that can pump out a lot of damage in one turn. I've versus a Renlock, I actually closed turn five because I've put the Doom Hammer turn four with the coin, and the turn after I use double Rock Biter to kill him.
Wow.
And the guy was like, what the? Well, it's turn five, man. Yeah, it's face shaman, man. Sorry. Not my problem. And it's it at the moment, the meta and the cards and the system of the game, it actually, the aggro is an advantage. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go full on. And I was lucky. And I went the right way.
You know, lately I realized that, yes, I'm very happy in organizing these tournaments, but I'm quite missing the being a participant. And I'm thinking about going to a Tavern Hero in Italy, and unfortunately, since I cannot participate to mine, I'll have to travel, and that's quite a pain for me. But yeah, I'll try. And I'm happy with the event that we put up, and we had coverage, we had attendance, and I personally am satisfied with what we've done. It was one of the first step for my association to a bigger scene. That's what we've been working on for the past couple of years. And coming up next, we will have an interview with the winner of the tournament. The winner of the tournament, why don't you, Roy, introduce him? He's one of your teammates from Poned.
Yes, of course. We have with us Nil Nuvoloso, that is, of course, one of the members of the team, role players for the Poned.it website. Now we have two teams, the Poned.it and the role players, and Nuvoloso is one of the role players ones.
Here today with us, we have Il Nuvoloso here for an interview after winning the tournament we just had held past week in Pisa. And may I introduce to you Il Nuvoloso from team role player from Poned.
Hello.
So, hello Nuvoloso. You're one of the very few Italian pro players here of Hearthstone, and I had just had a couple of questions for you. For the first question I had was, what did you think about the tournament and the tournament organization in Pisa?
I like it. I love the Swiss mode of the tournament. The place was cool. I was glad to see many players at the tournament.
Yeah, nice. And just out of curiosity, what decks did you bring?
I brought Fitzmage, Control Priest, and Motenik Zolok.
Okay, and were these decks specifically tuned for this tournament, or are these decks that you normally play on ladder?
I play this deck on ladder, and I choose this because often in Conquest we will see Paladins or Druid or Shaman, and I want to counter them. So
you brought a counter lineup rather than a normal lineup. You were playing against what you were thinking to play against. That's nice. That's a nice strategy. Not everybody goes for that strategy. And going on with our questions, I had another question here. It's like, were there any opponents that were you previously knew and were worried about going up against?
I know very well. Claudius Chris is a great player, and his composition was rogue for me because he played rogue, and Rogue Smash, my Zoo, and Priest.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening. I bet you were quite afraid and scared, but you came up on top, out on top, so that's fine. And apparently you were one of the only one who was able to contrast Royal Mail's aggressive lineup. Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, and here with us we have Royal Mail guys. So
Of course, as usual.
yeah,
He's waiting in the dark.
I just
Just
want to
waiting.
know, do you think that full aggro is an appropriate choice for Conquest tournaments, as you being one of the only one to beat his lineup?
I think that the full aggro is a worked strategy because the mechanics of this game
He helped the aggro. Yeah.
yeah, thanks. And
No worries.
I can contrast this lineup because Priest and Freeze are too strong. Again, aggro and Modric Zoluk has some meta choice against aggro decks like Argent Squire.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to see a full aggro lineup. He's not the only player. Some pro players also bring full aggro lineups. But going on to the prize, were you happy with your prize? Did you are you using it? Did you I don't know, what did you do with it? Well, what was your prize?
My prize is mouse and
Motherboard.
motherboard, and I need it, so I was I'm
That's
happy.
nice. That's nice. And talking about tournament formats, do you enjoy the Conquest format, or do you prefer other formats like Conquest with Ban or Last Hero Standing, or what do you prefer? Is this your preference, or?
I prefer Conquest. For me, ban or without ban is the same because they're both with strategies. Instead, I don't like Last Hero because aggro decks for me are too strong. Too strong
I agree
in
with
these
you.
formats, and I'm not an aggro player, so
So you think of
I hate
yourself more
them.
like a control mid-rangey player? Oh, okay. Do you feel like Conquest with Ban adds a layer of more strategy rather than
Strategy.
normal Conquest? It adds.
Maybe yes. Maybe yes.
And between the two, what would you prefer, the with or without ban? I know you said that they're the same for you, but if you were to choose one, what would you prefer?
Maybe with ban, because with ban, Fritz Mage is strong, and I like it.
I understand. I understand. Do you think that the new format changes will refresh this game, as in Standard and Wild? And which of these kind of formats will you be playing?
I hope that new change refresh the game, and I think I will play mostly standard and sometimes wild for fun.
Yeah. Okay, I agree. I'll do this. More or less, I'll be doing the same. So, this past weekend we had the first preview of the upcoming expansion, Whispers of the Old Gods. What are your prediction, and what do you think about this new expansions and the preview we had this past weekend?
Now we have seen a few cards, and for now, these cards are all tempo cards. or mid-range with Ktoon Affinity. I don't like them very much, but there are 130 cards, and I'm confident that they release some nice cards.
Yeah, I must say we haven't seen any spells yet. We've just seen one of the four gods, and going on with our interview, what is your future in Hearthstone, and will you keep up your live online tournament play, or was this tournament just a casual tournament for you? I know you're a player, but pro player, a tournament player, but why don't you tell me what is in your perspective for your Hearthstone career?
I like Hearthstone, and I want to play this game for the future. And I prefer tournament over ladder, so I'll try to keep up a lot of tournament live and online whenever I can.
And I also will be participating in tournaments that will be happening that I'm not organizing, since I can't participate in the tournaments I'm organizing. But we'll have several interesting and important tournaments coming up in Italy in the next couple of months, as in Tavern Heroes and WCS award points awarding events. So going on with our interview, coming up to our last question, what do you think about Hearthstone scene in Italy and Hearthstone scene in the world? And personally, yourself, will you be giving a shot to the seasonal qualifier for the WCS? Meaning, are you collecting WCS points for this spring season?
Hearthstone scene in the world is huge. Instead, in Italy, now is small for this game, but there are a lot of great players, and they are like me, collecting points for the qualifiers, and I'll try to do some top 100, 100 for
For this month, yeah,
thanks.
that's quite an achievement you have there. And if Roy, do you want to add anything else? Do you have any questions for our guest?
No, the only question I would like to ask is what do you think is going to happen to the combo, the Savage Roar, Force of Nature combo for the Druid? What's your idea in which they're going to
Yeah. The combo will nerf soon for me.
No, but what do you think they're going to do to it?
I think Blizzard nerfed the combo, the Druid combo, because it's a little broken.
But do you have an idea on how they will nerf it?
I think they nerfed Savage Roar. Not force. I think they make it more expensive, or Savage Roar can give the bonus only for minion and not for
For
player
heroes,
to
yeah. For
yes
heroes,
for
yeah.
heroes yeah.
And
No worries.
That's an interesting idea. I didn't think about that. But anyways, me and Roy wanted to thank you for this short interview. I would personally want to thank you for participating in the tournament I put up together with my organization. And I hope to see you in the next tournaments around Italy, and I wish you the best of luck. And
Thank you.
it was a big pleasure for me interviewing and having you at our
Course.
tournament.
Thank you too, and we'll see in at the future tournaments.
I'll see you around, Voloso. I'll see you around.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, thank you again. Thanks again to Il Nuovo Voloso for the interview. And with us, I think it's everything for tonight or for today. Depends which time of day you're listening to this podcast. And I'll see you next time. So goodbye from Royal Mail.
Yeah, goodbye from Sid. And before leaving, I just want to give you our contacts. You can find me, Gabriel, at info.hearthworld@gmail.com. Write to me or Royal Mail as Francesco or Gabriel or Siddhartha. It's the same. We also want to plug in our Il Nuvoloso that we just interviewed. He has a page on Facebook. You can find him under Il Nuvoloso HS. You spell that IL and space NUVOLOSO. And you can find Royal Mail on Twitch and all his work, all his streaming on Twitch, and you can find him on Facebook. And that's it for us. That's it for me. And see you when we have more news on the next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye, guys.